Landing platform door, monastery side.
Ventress had cut a perfect freehand circle into the door, a feat said to be the hallmark of a gifted artist. As she rotated both lightsabers around a common center, the two separate arcs met, and she gave the thick metal disc a force push. It crashed onto the landing platform. She lowered her head a little and stepped through the gap, using the excised disc as a step. There was no sign of Skywalker. The Togruta Padawan and the astromech droid were still there, though. Ventress searched around her in the Force to see if Skywalker was somewhere above, waiting to leap from an upper floor. But there was nothing.
"So, Padawan, he's abandoned you."
Ventress took her lightsabers and snapped them together hilt to hilt to form a double-ended weapon. Then she sent the astromech tumbling at the feet of her battle droids. She didn't trust it.
"It's a Jedi habit."
Ahsoka held her lightsaber two-handed and prowled in a circle around Ventress. Their gazes locked. Ventress felt no pity. Nobody raised in the brutal ganglands that were Rat Attack could afford that level of emotion. They learned to shut down just to cope. It was excellent training, had she known it at the time. But Skywalker was too fond of his heroic reputation to let a child like this die in his place. He'd be here.
"Where are you, Skywalker?"
Ventress called.
"Or would you rather let a novice do your dirty work for you? One of Master Windu's handy career tips, if I recall."
Ahsoka scowled as if she'd been snubbed.
"You're fighting me!" "So I am."
Ventress let Ahsoka come within striking distance, then twirled her lightsaber from the center like a baton, flicking one end over the other to catch the tip of Ahsoka's blade.
"Nothing personal."
Ahsoka charged at her, holding her blade high, then dropped to her knees and skidded under Ventress's guard. Or so the child seemed to think, anyway. It was a simple matter for Ventress of leaping backward to avoid the sweep across her legs. Ahsoka was up on her feet again, racing wide to attack again from the rear, making Ventress pirouette to keep her in view. Blades clashed in parry and thrust, while Ventress kept one eye out for Skywalker to come crashing to the rescue. But he didn't appear. Now, 45 seconds into the duel, and these matters never lasted long, she found, Ventress was impatient, and had seen most of Ahsoka's basic technique, a combination of rapid switches and feints, darting from one side of the battleground to the other, as if she was trying to exhaust her opponent enough and dart in to deliver the fatal blow. It was very Togrutan. Ventress countered by making Ahsoka come to her, not by evading or even pursuing her. At one point, Ventress stood still, double blade held to one side with her body exposed, to tempt the child into a fatal error. The Padawan moved in cautiously. As she lunged, Ventress decided Skywalker would not be lured into showing himself, and whipped Ahsoka's lightsaber from her hand with a figure of eight movement before slamming her flat with a force push and holding her there with an outstretched hand.
"Where's Skywalker?"
Ventress put one boot on her chest. Ahsoka squirmed, trying to push back.
"You'll find out the hard way." "Very well, I can wait."
Ventress looked up.
"I can start lopping off body parts, Skywalker. Your call."
The landing platform lurched a fraction, opening an ominous crack that ran at right angles from the wall of the monastery. Skywalker's droid beeped plaintively. Well, if the Jedi Prince wouldn't come back for his Padawan, maybe he valued his droid.
"Let's trade,"
Ventress called. She felt a faint tingle deep behind her eyes. Ah, he was somewhere in the neighborhood now. She held the tip of her lightsaber a hand's breadth from Ahsoka's throat.
"Special two-for-one offer. A Padawan and a droid for one hutlet. Can't say fairer than that."
Ventress felt a rush of air accompanied by a steady buzz. She'd been here long enough to begin to get used to the oversized insect life, but the creatures still made her wary. She raised her eyes without moving her head, just to note where it was. It was then that it hit her square in the back. Something very heavy, very fast, and sharp-edged. A shadow that punched into her like a missile. She pitched forward, winded, and almost took Ahsoka's head off as she fell.